Box A, Conversion Operators. Early on in this course, we learned about converting one built-in type to another built-in type, a so-called cast. For instance, we can convert an integer to a float. The question is, can we overload the conversion operator so that we can cast using our user-defined types? Of course, the answer is yes. The third bullet of box A gives an example of the syntax we want. We have a vector3 type, which is the type we made, a user-defined type, and we want to cast it as a float pointer, which will point to the first element of the vector object, the x component. Box B, conversion operators continued. So before we get to the actual operator overloading function, let us see how to implement this functionality using a regular method. To recap, we want a method that returns a float pointer, which points to the x component. Now, remember that the memory of class objects is contiguous, just like arrays. That is, the memory of my comes directly after mx, and the memory for mz comes directly after my. Essentially, the memory layout of the vector3 class is equivalent to an array of three floating point elements. So by returning a pointer to the first element, we can use pointer arithmetic, or bracket index notation, to access the other two elements, that is, the y and z components. To reiterate, by returning a pointer to the first element, we are returning a pointer to an array of three elements, where element 0 contains the x component, element 1 contains the y component, and element 2 contains the z component. Thus, we have converted the vector3 object to a three-element float array. Box C, conversion operators continued. So now, our goal is to rewrite the toFloatArray function by overloading a conversion operator. In this way, we can use the casting notation to convert. The general syntax for overloading a type conversion operator is the operator keyword followed by the type you want to cast to, followed by an empty parentheses list. Note that there is no specified return type. So in our example for the vector3 class, we are converting the vector to a float array. So we specify a float pointer for the conversion type. We then return the address of the first element in the implementation, as we did in box B. Note the usage. We can convert using the casting syntax instead of having to invoke a method. Box D, bracket operator. We overload the bracket operator if we have an object that contains a set of data that can be indexed. The general syntax is return type, operator keyword followed by the bracket symbol, followed by a single parameter where the index is specified. Note that the index is usually an integer, but it doesn't have to be. For example, the standard map class uses a string index. A string is a good example of an object that would support the bracket operator. Suppose we made our own string class, and suppose its internal data member is a char array. We overload the bracket operator for string to return the ith character in the string.